It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kaylin Nguyen. She is with the San Rafael Art Guild. We're going to talk about the Art Guild itself, plus they've got a great youth art show that's coming up, and we wanted to let everybody know about that. Kaylin, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave. And I want to say thank you to Kara and Dave and the radio station for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Anytime. That's what we're here for. All right, let's talk about what the San Rafael Art Guild is. How long have you guys been going at it, and about how many members do you have?
Okay, this Art Guild was something that I had wanted to do for quite a while. We had our very first meeting in June of 2017, and we have a lot of goals and things that we want to accomplish and add in our community. We have our membership fluctuates a little bit, but we have a core membership of about 20 people, and we don't have regular monthly meetings or anything like that. We just, as we plan events and have things coming up, we will get together as needed. We have a Facebook page, a Facebook group. If you search on Facebook for San Rafael Art Guild, you'll be able to find us there. And we post a lot of our information on there.
Plus a lot of your artwork on there.
Yes.
Some very, very nice looking stuff that's on there. Okay, you have a big youth art show coming up that you wanted to let everybody know about. So let's talk about that next.
Okay. What we envisioned was an opportunity for the youth in the area, Carbonell and Emery County. And so we've been planning to bring this Young Artists of Castle Valley show. It's a competition show, sale, and exhibit. It will be coming up in March. The entry deadline is March 13th. And then we will be having some awards by category. We'll have an opening reception, and the kids that participate will be able to have a little bit of recognition, and we just want to give them an opportunity.
Okay, and what were the age groups on this?
Okay, the age groups, we're going to divide the age groups up from 6 to 18. You'll be eligible until you actually turn 19. Once you turn 19, that is the cutoff. But the categories are going to be by two-year increments. And so we'll have prizes for wet medium, dry medium, or three-dimensional in each of the age categories. For example, 6 to 8 and so on up. And then we're also planning to have a Grand San Rafael Art Guild sponsored prize for the top age category. Will be eligible for that. And then also some awards of merit.
Okay, so if people are interested, or if there are kids out there that are wanting to get involved in this, is the best place to get a hold of somebody, your Facebook page? Is that the best way to go?
Yes, and in order to get the word out, I just want to emphasize this is sponsored by the San Rafael Art Guild, and we are a volunteer organization. We don't have, and there's no affiliation with the school districts in the area, but we do want to make sure we get the word out to as many of our youth as possible, and we want to make sure we don't miss kids that are homeschooled. We want to include everyone as much as possible and get the word out. I do have all of the information for the PTO organization presidents in the Emery County area. For the elementary schools, I have Cleveland, Huntington, Cottonwood, Castledale, and Farron. I'm in touch and have the contact information for the PTO presidents. And if there's anyone in the Carbon School District who's affiliated with the PTOs, if you could get a hold of me, if you'd like to help us out in disseminating the information. And also, when it comes time to accept all the entries for the show and set that all up, we're going to need some help with that, and we want to be able to coordinate with people in the community. So just contact me if you want to help or if you have any information that would be helpful for us.
Okay, and this is going to be covering Carbon and Emery County youth, both of them.
Yes, yes. That's what we have. We're calling it Young Artists of Castle Valley. So that extends all the way throughout the valley.
Okay. Now, if anybody wanted to be a member of the Art Guild, what would they need to do?
Okay. At this moment, there are no requirements for the Art Guild for membership. We do have a membership fee that is optional. And if you would like to participate in our annual Art Guild show, which we have in November, we've had it twice now, two different times we've done our show. It's been a great success, a lot of fun, and we plan to continue doing that. But if you wish to participate in that, you can pay the $50 membership fee. And I want to talk just a minute about the Santa Fe Art Guild, because I forgot to say this earlier.
Go right ahead.
But we have our motto is create, grow, and appreciate. And basically, the Art Guild is a place for local artists to come together for support, learning, teaching, and inspiration. And some of our goals include becoming a resource for the creative and artistic needs of our community, inspiring artists to develop their talents, expanding skills of local artists in creating, marketing, and appreciating art, providing support and opportunity for local youth interested in art, hence the art show that we're doing. And it is a competition also. I want to stress that. And helping people recognize the positive effects that creative pursuits can have for individuals and communities.
Well, and you know, they talk all the time about how important art is.
Yes, and
in development, in education, everything.
Immensely important. I could go on and on about this subject that's very near and dear to my heart. And I feel like in our school system, art gets pushed to the end. Obviously, it gets pushed to the end. Now, that would be, for example, okay, let me give you an example. Okay, as parents, or anyone who has anything to do with youth, I don't know about you, Dave, but I feel like sports is overemphasized. We have plenty of opportunities for our youth to participate in sports, whether it's through the schools or community, traveling groups, leagues. We have all of that. Okay, also music. So many parents, how many of us have paid for monthly music lessons, piano lessons, guitar lessons? Okay, and then dancing, for example. We pay for monthly dance lessons. We pay for the costumes. We pay for the traveling, for competitions. It goes on and on. So wherever the school falls short in those areas, parents usually pick up the slack. I feel like we need to do the same thing for the arts, for actually being creative. Think about it. If you pay $50 a month or whatever towards lessons, why can't you pay a little bit for art supplies for your child? Study after study shows the benefits of spending time creating art, regardless of how the quality of the art at the end or how it turns out, it doesn't matter. The value in that time spent is in the benefits a person gets from being creative. And I just could go on and on about this subject. I'm going to start stumbling over my words, but I can go on and on. I like to talk about it. It's something I'm very passionate about.
And that shows. It comes out. And you know what? And it's very important. Once again, it is the Young Artists of Castle Valley. It is the San Rafael Art Guild. If you have any questions, check out their Facebook page. It is a great page. There's some artwork on there as well. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, I want to add. I want to say, give a shout out to the Sterling Scholar at the Emory High School this year. Her name is Raquel Simmons, and she has created this beautiful artwork that we have on our flyer. It's emblematic of Emory County. There's a sago lily in front of some red cliffs and rock formations, and that's Raquel Simmons who's created that. And so I want to give a shout out to her.
And you can get a look at it if you go to the Facebook page. It all reverts back to that Facebook page.
Yes, you can find us there.
All right, Kaylin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, head on over and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.